Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, if you happen to be driving in your vehicle right now, pause. Take a moment to look at your fuel gauge. How's it looking? Mine is still, 3/4 full, Mudibedi, so I'm not doing bad, right? Some of us might be on a full tank, some of us might be on quarter. Regardless of where it is, well, the petrol price will be seeing a few changes coming this Wednesday, the 7th of August, where we will see minor adjustments kicking in, moving and sliding between 15 to 10 cents a litre. To tell us more about this, though, and of course the influencing factors to this, is Leighton Beard, who is a Automobile Association spokesperson of essentially the AA. Such a pleasure to speak to you, Mr. Leighton.
Thank you very much, Gugule. It's good to be with you.
Always good to touch base with you. Another month, I guess, another petrol price movement that we're seeing, and it does seem as though this one is an increase.
No, it's a decrease. It's moving in the right direction.
Perfect.
Yeah, so we're looking at around 15 cents decrease to both grades of petrol, 93 and 95. And around 28 cents decrease to the price of diesel. So very good news. I mean, it's not massive decreases as you've seen in the past couple of months, but a decrease nonetheless. And I think any time you don't have an increase, no matter how small the decrease is, it's going to be welcome news. And, you know, for the longest time, we haven't been able to say this, but the main driver behind these decreases is the strength of the rand on average against the US dollar in July, which is contributing, I would say, around 98% of the decreases that we are seeing.
You said strength and rand in one sentence. Some South Africans might think, what an oxymoron, but contextualize this for us, because the oil price also plays a factor.
So the oil price has played a factor. I mean, obviously, you know, oil has increased. The average Brent crude oil price increased from around $82 to around $83.50. International petroleum product prices, which are petrol prices essentially, those also increased over the period. But the rand really strengthened over the period. At one stage, it was at 18 rand 44. At the beginning of the month, towards the end of the month, it was also a little higher. But on average, it averaged out to around 18 rand 23. So that gave you, you know, if you're looking at the petrol price, which is a 15 cent decrease, that gave you around 14 cents of that decrease, which just gives you an indication of how much of a factor the value of the rand played in that decrease that we're going to see coming on Wednesday.
And I guess, again, when we have been speaking to you over the last few months or years, we have raised a lot of questions around the pricing model in South Africa. At one point, we saw a reprieve in terms of some of the tariffs that were imposed, and those were instituted again. But where are we in terms of that negotiation, or are we flogging a dead horse?
Look, I don't think we're flogging a dead horse. That's a very good question. We're not flogging a dead horse. The president in his opening of parliament address indicated that there would be a review of the fuel pricing structure, along with, a review of other pricing structures that impact on the economy. So we are waiting with bated breath to get some information as to exactly when and how that process is going to unfold. We made the point at the time that it was obviously very welcome news. It's something that the AA has been calling for since 2019. And, you know, the fact that the president mentioned it, we believe, meant that there was no momentum in this process. Sadly, there hasn't been too much to write home about in terms of what has happened publicly. But certainly we do believe that that process will unfold. And as we have said many, many times before, if at the end of the day, that pricing review comes back and says there's nothing wrong with the price, South Africans can rest assured that that the pricing model is correct. But we believe that the exercise needs to be done anyway.
Leighton, I'm sure you and your team do analyze a lot of transport economics, and maybe for motorists, it's easy to see and witness the discrepancies or changes in the fuel price and the impact it has on our pockets. But for those who use public transport, it's not necessarily the same. Are we finding perhaps that, again, typically whenever there's an increase, necessary public sector transport costs increase, but never offer any kind of reprieve to South Africans when there's a shift in the fuel price?
Look, I think we need to be realistic about it. You know, decreases are going to happen if there's been a decrease over a couple of months. Unfortunately, an increase is something that is felt by the sectors that use fuel as an input cost immediately, and they need to recover that cost immediately. When the price goes down, they're going to hedge their bets a bit. Is it going to stay down for a while? Is it going to come back up next month? Are we going to have a sustained period of decreases? And if there are decreases over 4, 5, 6 months, then you will see a steady decrease in those prices. But they will also obviously be influenced if there is an increase in that cycle. And I think we need to be very clear about the fact that fuel doesn't only impact on-road users. In other words, people that have their own vehicles or people that make use of public transport. You know, if you are somebody who doesn't make use of public transport, you walk everywhere or you cycle and you don't use a motor vehicle, you're still going to need to buy bread and milk. You're still going to need to buy food to feed your family. And all of those commodities are going to be reliant on fuel to get to where you are. So fuel impacts on every single South African. And that's exactly why for us it's such an important topic to discuss, because it is so ubiquitous in terms of everybody's lives. Whether you actually see it or not, whether you fill up at a station or not, or whether you use public transport or not, you are at some point in your life going to be reliant on the fuel price, because that's what brings stuff to your table at the end of the day.
100%. Leighton, really appreciate the context you've added, and that makes sense. That's why a loaf of bread costs more than 20 rand for many South Africans. The subtle increases that we see in terms of the movements of goods and services across the country do play an influence here. Thank you as always for your time. Always such a pleasure speaking to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Likewise. Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's Leighton Beard, spokesperson for the AA, also known as the Automobile Association.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.